this week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss how police in smaller Georgia communities are learning to respond to mental health crises. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, before we get into the specifics of this story, could you recap what mental health care access looks like in Georgia right now?
Well, we definitely have a shortage of mental health providers, especially outside the Metro Atlanta area. And also that we know that many people who are having mental health crises are being held in emergency rooms and jails waiting to get services at a state-run psychiatric hospital. So this is a challenge for our state and frankly other states in the country is to get people who are in need of services to get them those services.
And this reporting focused on small town police departments that have invested in crisis intervention training. How is that training put into practice?
Well, it's a week-long course that basically teaches police officers how to deal with people who are in a mental health crisis. And it's a lot about de-escalating the situation and finding common ground and being able to talk to people who are in a crisis in order to reduce the tensions and help get the person to where they need to go.
And this story focuses on a police department in Americus, Georgia. But do we know how many other departments in Georgia have had this training?
It's estimated that about 20% of police departments in the state have gone through crisis intervention training. And it's a number that's been growing, although slowly, since this program came about years ago. But the departments that use it say it really helps in situations like this. We know that there are many more 911 calls now during the pandemic than there were prior to. And we know there have been, you know, a jump in suicide attempts as well as drug overdoses. So there's a definite need for police officers to respond in the best way to people who are experiencing these problems.
And what are the advantages of deploying this strategy in a smaller rural community? Because resources tend to be limited.
Well, one of the advantages of being in a small community like this is a lot of the police officers will have familiarity with the person who's having a psychotic episode, and they'll be able to find common ground with that person, and they may know that the patient's pastor or family, they'll be able to call them to help. So it's really about community policing on a level where they can bring the resources that may make a difference in order to de-escalate the situation.
So how does this fit into the debate over whether police should be responding to mental health incidents at all?
Well, you know, community police work is about relationships. And I think that when a community sees a police officer de-escalate a crisis like this, they'll feel that that community level work is successful and they'll have more trust in their police department going forward.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBNews.org.